Guru Vaishnav Bhagavan Tina Smarana Hoy Bignabina Ashan Anayashe Hoy Nijavanchita Puran. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today, an interactive class. I selected some beautiful verses and some heavy verses. There are so many verses, so much poetry. Poetry expresses all range of human emotions. Most important in connection with Krishna is sweetness, because Madhurja Bhagavata Sa, the essence of God's being God, is sweetness. There are many beautiful verses. I selected some, and there are also many heavy verses which put into perspective or express our frightful position within material existence. So I'll go through the beautiful verses. The beautiful verses expressing the beauty of Krishna's form, of Krishna's flute, of Krishna's love for his devotees, of devotional service. It's very inspiring for us to strive for that. So we have from one side inspiration, and from the other side we need to hear about how bad this material world is. It really is. Once I was speaking with Krishna Kirtan Prabhu, who left this world about, 1.5 years ago, something like that, who was famous as a Bengali kirtaniya and had also studied in his student life Sanskrit and was aware of so many poetic works of our Gaudiya Acharyas. So we were discussing once about poetry, and he was quoting to me various things, and I quoted some verses to him. And I asked him, who is your favorite poet? Who do you think is the best? He said, Vyasadeva. He just came out like that. Vyasadeva. So we'll read. You all have the, I have it on a sheet, and you all have it on your phones, I hope. Some of these verses are very well known, and some less well known. And I'm pretty sure you won't need to look to see. Oh, you have it also. Okay. So we'll start with Bhagavad Gita. There aren't any beautiful verses in Bhagavad Gita, right? It's all philosophy, right? Nothing beautiful in Bhagavad Gita. We heard yesterday that Swami Gal, he was quoting that Piteva Putrasya, what is it? Sakaya Saka, something like that. Arjuna, he said, as a father toward a son, a friend toward a friend, you tolerate me. So there's all of Bhagavad Gita is very beautiful. Because when Krishna speaks, it's a song, right? What is that? Natyam gamanam. How does that go? You all know it. Kataganam. So when Krishna speaks, it's very beautiful. But one verse I selected from Bhagavad Gita, that it's actually in the 6th chapter, discussing about yoga, the yoga system, which is not the most inspiring thing for bhakti yogis, but here's one verse. Okay, if I comment on every verse, we'll be here past prasadam time, so I'll just go through it. The idea is just to give a feel of the beauty of bhakti and of Krishna. All right, let's read then. Yo mam, yeah, we'll chant. I'll chant one line and then you chant like that. Yo mam pashyati sarvatra.
Yo mam pashyati sarvatra.
Sarvancha mai pashyati.
Sarvancha mai pashyati.
Tasyaham na pranashyami.
Tasyaham na pranashyami.
Sachame na pranashyati.
Sachame na pranashyati.
For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. Just as I was quoting, the Swamigal was quoting from Gita, what a flow of knowledge and devotion seems to have so many verses, Sanskrit and the Manipravala, just flowing, not from his brains, as from his heart. Beautiful. Okay, next verse is one which we all know very well. And maybe because we do know it so very well, we don't often reflect on how beautiful it is. Let's go through it. Venam kvarnanta maravinda dalaya taksham.
Venam kvarnanta maravinda
dalaya taksham. Barahavatang samasitam buddha sundarangam.
Barahavatang samasitam buddha sundarangam.
Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham.
Kandarpa koti kamaniya.
Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who is adept in playing on his flute with blooming eyes like lotus petals, with head decked with peacock's feather, with the figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and his unique loveliness charming millions of cupids. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena.
Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena.
Santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. Yang shyama sundaram achintya guna swarupam.
Shyama sundaram achintya guna swarupam.
Govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami.
Govindam adi purusham.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who is Shyama Sundara, Krishna himself with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion tinged with the salve of love. Shall we read that again? It's really not the kind of thing that you people, when they meet in the street, they don't discuss things like that. Maybe in Vrindavan they do. I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who is Shyama Sundara, Krishna himself, with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion tinged with the salve of love. It's worth doing our sadhana. We should get there one day. In the next verse, I presume is pretty well known in Vrindavan. What do you think, Mukunda? You should say, yeah. And your Vaidagya Sindhu verse, you were saying we say that in Vrindavan. You were quoting that? About that's also very well known, is it? Yeah. So next verse, spoken by the gopis. Barhapiram natavaravapu karneyo. Karnikaram.
Barahapiram natavaravapu
Bibhradvasa Kanaka Kapishang Vaijayantim Chamalam. Randhran Venor Adharasudhaya Purayan Gopavrindair. Vrindaranyam Svapadaramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti. This is a description of Krishna as seen by the gopis, or they're remembering seeing him. Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue Karnikara flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaijayanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. The next verse is also a description of Krishna, quite similar. This is spoken by the wives of the Yajnik Brahmanas when they saw Krishna, their long-standing, well, it's how they saw him. It's a description of him as they saw him, of Krishna as they saw him. Shyamam Hiranyaparidhingvana Malya Barha. Dhatu Pravala Natavesham Anuvratangse. Vinyasta Hastamitarena Dhunanam Abjam. Karnot palala kapola mukhab jahasam. His complexion was dark blue and his garment golden. Wearing a peacock feather, colored minerals, sprigs of flower buds, and a garland of forest flowers and leaves, he was dressed just like a dramatic dancer. He rested one hand upon the shoulder of a friend and with the other twirled a lotus. Lilies graced his ears, his hair hung down over his cheeks, and his lotus-like face was smiling. The next verse is from Krishna Karnamrita, as quoted in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and this verse also, our Damodar Gauranga, he includes this in the Bilva Mangal drama. He Deva, He Dayata, He Bhuvanaika Bandho. He Krishna, He Chapala, He Karunaika Sindho. He Nata, He Ramana, He Nayanabhirama. Ha ha kadanu bhavitasi padang drishorame. O my Lord, O dearest one, O only friend of the universe, O Krishna, O restless one, O only ocean of mercy, O my Lord, O my enjoyer, O beloved to my eyes, alas, when will you again be visible to me? The next verse is also very well known to all of us. It's exceptionally beautiful and meaningful. Maybe because we sing it every day, we miss that, but it's a great meditation which we have every morning, early morning, along with the other seven verses of Sri Gauravashtaka. Sri Radhika Madhava Yorapara, Madhurya Lila Gunarupanam Nam, Pratikshanas Vadana Lulupasya, Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. The spiritual master is always eager to hear and chant about the unlimited conjugal pastimes of Radhika and Madhava and their qualities, names and forms. The spiritual master aspires to relish these at every moment. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. Next one is also very well known. And we chant regularly in Salem. You chant this every day, Sri Shikshashtaka. Ashlishava padaratang pinashtumam.
Ashlishava padaratang pinashtumam.
Adarshanan marmahatang kurutuva.
Adarshanan marmahatang kurutuva.
Yatha tatha va vidadha tu lampato. Mat prana natas tusa eva naparaha. Lord Krishna, who is the lover of many devotees, women, may embrace this fully surrendered maidservant, or may trample me with his feet, or he may render me brokenhearted by not being present before me for a long duration of time, but still he is nothing less than the absolute Lord of my heart. Sadhavo hridayang mahyam.
Sadhavo hridayang mahyam.
Sadhu nang hridayang tvaham.
Sadhu nang hridayang tvaham.
Madanyate na
jananti.
Nahang te bhyo managapi. The pure, Krishna says, the pure devotee is always within the core of my heart, and I am always in the heart of the pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything else but me, and I do not know anyone else but them. Then the next verse is Shukadev exulting over the position of Mother Yashoda, who, there's another verse which goes with this also, but I'll just read this one, who had the Supreme Personality of Godhead suck her breast, she thinking him to be her dependent child. Nemam virincho nabhavo. Na shrir apyanga sangshraya. Prasadam lebhire gopi.
Prasadam lebhire gopi.
Yat tat prapa vimuktidat. Neither Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva, nor even the Goddess of Fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Deliverer from this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Yashoda. And again, Shukadev exulting over the fortune of all the residents of Vrindavan. In the next verse we're going to read, Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam.
Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam.
Nanda Gopa Vrajaukasam.
Nanda Gopa Vrajaukasam.
Yan Mitrang Paramanandam.
Mitrang Paramanandam.
Purnang Brahma Sanatanam.
Purnang Brahma Sanatanam.
How greatly fortunate are Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd men, and all the other inhabitants of Rajabhumi. There is no limit to their good fortune, because the absolute truth, the source of transcendental bliss, the eternal supreme Brahman, has become their friend. The next verse is from Krishna speaking to Uddhava. Natata me priyatama.
Natata me priyatama.
Atma yo nirna shankaraha. Nacha sankarshano na shrir. Naivatma cha yatha bhavan. My dear Uddhava, neither Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Sankarshan, the goddess of fortune, nor indeed my own self is as dear to me as you are. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains that Krishna was going to say in a generic way, as my devotees are, but seeing Uddhava sitting in front of him, he said, you. From Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, should encourage us to read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Lila Amrita Pur, Krishna Lila Shukar Pur, Duhe Mili Hoi Shumadhurja. Night to chant? May have been too long, is it? All right, I'll do it little by little. Chaitanya Lila Amrita Pur.
Krishna Lila Shukar Pur.
Duhe Mili Hoi Shumadhurja. Shadhu Guru Prasade, Tahaje Ashvade, Ashvade, Sejane Madhurja Prachurja. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are full of nectar, and the pastimes of Lord Krishna are like camphor. When one mixes these, they taste very sweet. By the mercy of the pure devotees, whoever tastes them can understand the depths of that sweetness. There's some literary ornament here, which is, I don't know the name for it, but it's lost in translation. Sadhu Guru Prasadi, by the mercy of the sadhus and the gurus, who can taste the mixture. Chaitanya Lila is like nectar, and add a little camphor, Krishna Lila, and it becomes very sweet. By the mercy of... So we have here an analogy of a sweet, very sweet milk drink. So by the mercy, but it's also the idea that the sadhus, they taste that and they give the remnants. Then another verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, another Bengali verse. Krishna re na chai prema bhakte re na chai. Apane nachaye tine nache ek thai. Ecstatic love of Krishna, prem, makes Krishna and his devotees dance. And it also dances personally. In this way, all three dance together in one place. Krishna and his devotees are dancing and Prem is dancing also. The very embodiment of Krishna Prem is Radharani. And Krishna wanted to find out what it's like to be Radharani, which is the subject of the next verse from the beginning of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which these opening verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita, they set the tenor for the whole presentation. We should remember these verses. When we're going through a whole of Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have to keep these opening verses in the Mangala Acharan in mind. Anyway, this verse. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Ki Drisho Varnayaiva.
Shri Radhaya Pranaya Ki Drisho Varnayaiva.
Svadyo Yenad Bhuta Madhurima Ki Drisho Vamadiya.
Svadyo Yenad Bhuta Madhurima Ki Drisho Vamadiya.
Sokyang Chasya Mad Anubhavata Ki Drishang Veti Lobhat.
Sokyang Chasya
Tadbhavardha Samajani Shachi Garbha Sindho Harinduhu. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Shachi Devi as the moon appeared from the ocean. So very beautifully translated there by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Okay, now for the heavy verses. Change of mood, sudden change of mood here. They're all important to us. We need it all. From Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Tanaham dvishata kruran,
Tanaham dvishata kruran,
Sangsareshu naradhaman,
Sangsareshu naradhaman,
Kship Pam yajasram ashubhan, asurishveva yonishu, those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, I perpetually cast into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life, Krishna says. From the first words of Shukdev in Bhagavatam, beginning of the second canto, Shrotavyadini Rajendra,
Shrotavyadini Rajendra,
Nirnang Santi Sahasrashaha,
Nirnang Santi Sahasrashaha,
Apashyatam Atmatattvam,
Apashyatam Atmatattvam,
Griheshu Grihamedhinam,
Griheshu Grihamedhinam,
those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society. O Emperor, Nidraya Hriyate Naktam, Vyavayena Chavavayaha, Divachart Hehayarajan, Kutumba Bharanenava. The lifetime of such an envious household is passed at night either in sleeping or in sex indulgence, and in the daytime, either in making money or maintaining family members.
Deha Patyakala Tradishva.
Deha Shrishu Atma Sainyeshva Satsvapi
Atma Sainyeshva Satsvapi
Teshang Pramato Nidhanam
Teshang Pramato Nidhanam
Pashyan Api Napashyati
Pashyan Api Napashyati.
Persons devoid of Atma Tattva do not inquire into the problems of life, being too attached to the fallible soldiers like the body, children and wife. Although sufficiently experienced, they still do not see their inevitable destruction. Then to the fifth canto, Rishabha Uvacha, Nayang Deho Dehabhajang Riloke,
Nayang Deho
Kashtan Kaman Arhate Vidbhujangye
Kashtan Kaman Arhate Vidbhujangye
Tapo Divyam Putrakayena Sattvam
Tapo Divyam Putrakayena Sattvam
Shudhyed Yasmad Brahma Sokhyam Tvanantam Lord Rishabhdev told his sons, "My dear boys, of all the living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded this human form should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for dogs and for hogs that eat stool. One should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity, one's heart is purified, and when one attains this position, he attains eternal, blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness and which continues forever." More from Rishabh's teachings. Nunang pramata kurute vikarma
Nunang pramata kurute vikarma
Yad indriya pritaya aprinoti
Yad indriya pritaya aprinoti
Na sadhu manye yata atmanoyam
Sadhu manye yata atmanoyam
Asan api kleshada asadehaha When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. Then to Prahlad Maharaj's teachings. These are just extracts. There are many more heavy verses. And very beautiful verses, of course, also. Actually, it's all beautiful and it's all heavy. Pungsa striya mithuni bhavametam
Pungsa striya mithuni bhavametam
Tayor mitho hridaya grantim ahuhu Ato griha kshetra sutapta vittair Janasya moho yamaham ameti. The attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. Shri Prahlada Uvacha.
Shri Prahlada Uvacha.
Matena Krishne Parata Svatova.
Matena Krishne Parata Svatova.
Mitho Bhibhadeta Grihavratanam. Adanta Gobhir Vishatang Tamisram.
Adanta Gobhir Vishatang Tamisram.
Puna Punas Charvita Charvarnanam. Prahlada Maharaj replied, because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclinations toward Krishna are never aroused either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. Oh, we're getting mixed up here. That's Rishabhdev. I'm getting mixed up. Nate vidu swartha gatin hi vishnum.
Nate vidu swartha gatin hi vishnum.
Durashaya ye bahirartha maninaha.
Durashaya ye bahirartha maninaha.
Andhayatandhair upaniyamanas. Te pisha tantriyam urudam nibadhaha. Persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man attached to external sense objects cannot understand that the goal of life is to return home back to Godhead and engage in the service of Lord Vishnu. As blind men, guided by another blind man, miss the right path and fall into a ditch, materially attached men, led by another materially attached man, are bound by the ropes of fruitive labor, which are made of very strong cords, and they continue again and again in materialistic life, suffering the threefold miseries. Yan maituna di grihame di sukhang hitucham. Kandu yanena karaya iva dukha dukham. Tripyanti neha kriparna bahu dukha bhajaha. Kandu tivan manasi jang vishahe tadhiraha. Sex life is compared to the rubbing of two hands to relieve an itch. Grihamedhis, so-called grihasthas who have no spiritual knowledge, think that this itching is the greatest platform of happiness, although actually it is a source of distress. The kriparnas, the fools who are just the opposite of brahmanas, are not satisfied by repeated sensuous enjoyment. Those who are dhira, however, who are sober and who tolerate this itching, are not subjected to the sufferings of fools and rascals. From Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Payamanusha Janma Jena Shune Gauraguna. Hino Janma Ta Betta Hoilo. Paya Amrita Dhuni Pie Bisha Garta Pani. Janme Ashe Kena Nahi Moilo. Anyone who attains a human body but who does not take to the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is baffled in his opportunity. Amrita Dhuni is a flowing river of the nectar of devotional service. If, after getting a human body, one drinks the water in a poison pit of material happiness instead of the water of such a river, it would be better for him not to have lived, but to have died long ago. There's a sampling of verses which I hope will inspire us all to repeatedly go back to the source of our life in Krishna consciousness, to the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, which are the teachings of Vyas. Chaitanya Charitamrita is also the teachings of Vyas. Any bona fide teachings are the teachings of Krishna. We find in that verse, which Upanishad is that? Mundaka Upanishad, where it lists all the different Mukunda Prabhu, all the different shastras, and it includes the commentaries. In the list of what constitutes shastra, it says also the commentaries, the sutras. Ah, yeah, in Tattva Sandarbha, but it's from one of the Upanishads. Anyway, any glorification of the Supreme Lord is, if it's in line with Siddhanta, that can be accepted as good as shastra. But the measure is shastra. So let us keep on going back and taking nourishment from there, and also distributing that. I'm saying again, I'd like this festival to be a springboard for increased book distribution. Now it's shown that everyone can distribute books. Grihasthas are in a more advantageous position to do so, having so many contacts. So this afternoon is scheduled a presentation by Jagan Mohan Gopal Prabhu and others who are experiencing the happiness of distributing many, many, many books, sets of books. So we want to increase this more and more and more. And then your personal problems, your day-to-day worries, our various hang-ups and mental lucubrations and permutations, you can leave them all behind as we meditate. They'll automatically go if we're just meditating how to distribute these books. So that's all for now. It's not all over, because there's always more. There's always more to say. Just like I was discussing with Gokul Chandra Prabhu after the first class you gave in Salem this time, we were discussing about your class. And Gokul said that if you sat down and gave the same verse the next day, tomorrow, you could explain it, go off in a different direction and explain it in a different way. It's unlimited. Just like we were told that there's, Sridhar Srinivas was telling us that regularly here in Sri Rangam there are so many kathas going on. Not so much like in North India where we get huge arrangements, but just you'll see in someone's house there's someone sitting down and a few people are sitting around and been listening and discussing like that. So it's unlimited. It's unlimited. Chaitanya Charitamrita Nitya Nutan. It's always new. It's always fresh. It's amazing. You go through your whole life and you still find there's so many new things. And when you read it and you say, well, that's obvious. Why didn't I think it's 40 years later? Why didn't I see that before? It's unlimited nectar. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nitaya junakang padayone patyakrit vaja kakushatam. Etat aham bravimi hey sadhava sakala evivihaya durad. Gauranga chandra charane kurutanu raga. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanumukaro navayang vicharo yamaha. Hari rasa madira madati matta bhuvi vilutama natama nirvishama. Hare Krishna.